The Night Show, 7 to 10 p.m. every weekday, only on TFM.
Good evening, The Night Show on TFM here. Hello, what's up? It's your boy TP today in the studio. A bit nervous because I don't usually have a pretty girl with me. Tonight in the studio, we've got the Miss World Syrup 2022. We've got Evelyn Ding.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Oh, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Right, I'm fine as well. A bit nervous. Are you nervous?
I'm slightly nervous. This is my first like radio, right. Appearance. So
it's fine.
Very excited.
Coco will be here. Coco.
Probably. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so you recently became the Miss World Sarawak 2022. So what is the reason that you decided to join Miss World Malaysia?
Well, I decided to join Miss World Malaysia. So initially, I don't know if people know this about me, but I actually spent the last 10 years of my life in Sydney, Australia.
Right, right.
So I did my undergrad there and I did my master's there. So I'm actually a registered nurse and I was working as a frontliner during the COVID pandemic. So this year I decided to come back for a holiday to see my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, okay, let me just quit my job so that I can move to Melbourne to be with my brother who had just moved to Melbourne.
Okay.
And then I decided, since I'm in between things, why not just stay in Malaysia for a little bit longer? And then I was like, okay, well, the registrations are open. And I just thought that Miss World would be really fitting because Miss World is actually not just about like beauty and performance. Mm-hmm. It's actually about like the humanitarian aspect of it and like how well you can give back to the community. And I just thought like that goes hand in hand with like my two passions in life, which
right.
is beauty and fashion and all of that, but also the medical and sciencey aspect of things. So I just thought this is just the perfect platform for me to like amalgamate the two passions together. So I was like, okay, let's just give this a crack and see how it goes.
Right. And then she became Miss World Sarawak 2022 representing Sarawakians. All right. So we're going to take a quick break right now, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Evelyn Ting, Miss World Sarawak, right after this. TFM, always with you.
The Night Show, where you get the best music of all time.
Annyeong Haseyo, The Night Show on TFM. Hey, what's up? It's TB here. So tonight, not only do you have an oppa in the studio, which is me, you also have a world-class beauty among us, Miss World Sarawak 2022, Evelyn Ting, together with us. Now, how do you feel when you first were crowned Miss World Sarawak 2022 and also presented the titles for People's Choice Award and the Most Eloquent Queen?
Oh, well, it definitely was a shock, for sure. I wasn't expecting anything, I think, mm-hmm. throughout this entire journey because it was so new to me. I was just like, okay, let's just give it my best, give it my all. Don't have any expectations because I think I was also handicapping myself in a sense that like I didn't want to get disappointed in case nothing happened.
Right. Keeping the expectations low.
Yeah, exactly. So I just did my best and then it happened and I was really shocked and I was, to be honest, at the end of today, like really grateful that people were just supporting me and just being there for me and the community was just there. So I was just, at the end of the day, just really grateful and thankful. So it was really, really good.
It's really cool too. Like, we are happy that you represented us well. So, okay, here's the question there. Like, in your opinion, when do you think is the quality that defines Miss World?
Ooh. A Miss World.
Mm-hmm.
A Miss World is someone who is willing to put in the hard yards to give back to her community. It's about looking out for other people. It's about being humble and modest, hardworking. It's beauty with brains.
Ooh, I love that. Beauty with brains.
Beauty with brains. That's what a Miss World is. It's very much about how much you can give back to the community.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is something that I think that's the epitome of Miss World.
Okay. Oh, that's very, very well said. It looks like we're going to take a quick break for now, but don't go anywhere because right after this, we're going to talk more together with Evelyn Ting, the beauty with brains of Sarawak. TFM, always with you.
Get ready for your daily dose of fun and relaxing evening right here on TFM.
Bonjour, The Night Show on TFM. Hey, what's up? You're back with your boy TB here. Tonight in the studio, we have world-class beauty and a world-class brain together with us, Miss World. World Sarawak 2022, Miss Evelyn Ting. Now, we've talked a lot about your journey and everything. So right now, you've been given a platform. After joining it, you've been given such a big platform to talk for what you want and advocate for what you believe in. So what would you like to do with this platform that you've been given?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Right.
With this platform, I think at the end of the day, my goal is just to be able to empower people, boys and girls, young and old, to be able to enjoy life to the fullest and just to be kind and also just to empower people that if you work hard enough for anything that you want, you can achieve your goals. Nothing is out of your reach.
Mm-hmm.
We only have one life and I just want people to be happy and just to feel empowered in their own skin,
right?
To feel confident, to achieve whatever they want. And hopefully it's good for the community. I mean, I really hope so.
Oh, it is good enough, definitely. I mean, like youngsters these days, more often than not, sometimes we tend to feel left out and we don't feel comfortable in their own skin. And with social media that's growing.
Yeah, with the comparison and
everything. Influencers, beauty moguls, these standards that are unrealistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, these young generations, they need to be told that it's okay if you don't have those six packs. You know, you don't have those hourglass body or whatsoever.
Absolutely.
You can just be you.
Just be you. Just be confidently you. Be kind to everyone around you.
Yes, be kind.
And the goal is to make the world a better place, isn't it? It sounds like such a cheesy, cliche thing to say, but I really, at the end of the day, that's our goal.
That is all our goals to be. Alrighty, it's time for another short break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Evelyn Ting right after this to talk more about her career in nursing before this. TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, only on TFM, always with you.
Sawadee Kab, Night Show on TFM here. It's your boy TP Kab, and in the studio tonight, we've got Evelyn Ting, Ms. Woods Robert 2022 together with us. So earlier, Evelyn, you mentioned that you were a nurse before in Sydney, Australia. Can you tell us what made you pursue this line of career?
Oh, well, throughout my entire life, despite having like done ballet for like more than a decade.
Oh, and you've
like,
done ballet?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, since I was 3 to 17.
Do you still have the skills?
A little bit.
Okay, good enough. Okay.
It's been more like 10 years. But yeah, it's dancing has always been my passion. Performing, I did drama in high school and everything. So really, really loved that space. But also at the same time, I was really passionate about science.
Mm-hmm.
So after my undergraduate degree, I did a Bachelor of Science in Physiology at UNSW. And the general pathway after that is to do research.
Right.
I am not one to sit down for a 9-to-5 job in front of a, like, you know, in a lab. So I was like, I really like something more hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured, okay, you know, why not just do nursing? Because nursing is extremely, extremely hands-on. Mm-hmm. I really like caring for people. I mean, you can ask all my girlfriends in high school. I used to just love caring for people.
Right.
Whenever anyone got like scraped, was bleeding, I'll be like, let me take you to the sick bay. I'll look after you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's just really rewarding to help people and see like, and have that firsthand experience and see how much your work is impacting someone's life and to actually see the improvement day to day. So that's why I chose nursing.
Was it tough though to go into nursing? Like, were there moments, I got to ask this, like, were there moments that you feel like, oh man, why am I doing this? I feel like, should I give up? Stuff like that. Were there moments?
Absolutely. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I've never really had experience in hospital before my placements as a student.
Right.
So I remember my first ever placement, I walked into the ward.
Okay.
And I remember asking myself, like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Because it's like this aseptic smells, the smell of, you know, vomit and this and the cleaning materials. It's just the hospital smell just combined together. And I was like, oh my gosh, I did not expect it to be this way. But once you start the work, I really like the clinical challenge of everything and seeing how my work has helped other people. So just that alone was enough to push me through.
Right.
Yeah. So nursing is very, very challenging. I'm sure you can ask any nurse in this world. They'll tell you it's really, really challenging.
Yep.
But also at the same time, it's really rewarding. So you really have to have the right intention going into it.
Would you say like passion is enough for you to drive someone to do nursing, or it takes a lot more than just passion to sustain it?
Passion and resilience.
Passion and resilience.
You need the
both.
Resilience.
These
absolutely.
Are the recipe. Passion and also resilience.
Yes, because it's really tough. It's really tough. Not just mentally, but emotionally and physically as well.
True. Yeah. Because you're dealing with patients, like living humans every day.
Absolutely.
And not everyone is happy all the time. Sometimes you get affected as well and stuff like that.
You really need the empathy as well.
All right. Incredible work there. Okay, so it's time for another quick break. Don't go anywhere. Make sure to stay tuned because we'll talk more together with Miss Wilt Sarawat 2022, Miss Evelyn Ting, right after this. CFM, always with you.
Get ready for a fun and crazy ride on The Night Show, right here on TFM.
The Night Show on TFM. Hey, what's up? You're back with me, TP, in the studio. You're also back with Miss Evelyn Ting, Miss World Sarawak 2022. So the final question that we have for Evelyn tonight is, if someone would like to pursue the same career as you into Miss World Malaysia, what should they do or what should they prepare?
I would say, firstly, try to keep yourself grounded mm-hmm. as much as you can. So how you can do this is to make sure you have a really good support system around you, and to also make sure you know who you are, deep to your core, what your values are. Because when you enter this world, the whole thing of comparison and this and that, it comes into play.
True.
So it's really important that you understand who you are and that you have people around you to support you and to uplift you and to keep you grounded as well. Stay humble, stay modest, and just have fun. Honestly, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Right. It's not going to come around again. Mm-hmm. Just have fun. Do your best, but just have fun along the way.
Have fun along the way. Stay grounded.
Absolutely.
And I like what she said, is like, stay true to who you are. I think that is some very, very important part. All right. So that's it for today. Thank you so much, Evelyn Ding, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a lovely chat together with Miss World Sarawak 2022. And we can't wait to see more accomplishments that you will have for us, for Sarawak, and also for yourself as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Bye.
And for the rest of you, that's it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. For more of this content, everything will be uploaded to our podcast, which is Teapot, TAPOT, available for download on Google Play Store, Apple App Store, and Huawei App Gallery. With that, this is me, TB, signing off. Have a great night ahead. TFM, always with you. Bye-bye.